Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. October 1st, 2023. The hearts of people are in the hands of the Creator. Comment: Rabash realized very early that there was no point in correcting others, criticizing them, or pointing out their mistakes. My response: yes, because a Kabbalist does not do this. First of all, what are people's mistakes? There are none. What arises in them is under the influence of the Creator, nature, that is what is manifested. How can a person be accused of anything at all, starting with Hitler and Stalin, no matter who? This is nature, it created them like this. Of course, if it were possible to destroy them before they committed their crimes, it would have been done. But what appeared in them arose under the influence of the same Creator. That is what it says: the hearts of the ministers and kings are in the hands of the Creator. And what about the little man? It is the same with him. Therefore, who is to blame, and what is to blame? No one and nothing. Kabbalah refers to any person only to the extent that he potentially gets the opportunity to promote connection into an integral system, the construction of the walls of Abbot, in which we will feel eternity, perfection, and access to another degree, the degree of man with a capital letter. Now we are still at the animal level. Although it is more developed than others, it is still an animal degree. We live for the body. Question: but by trying to change the pleasure of power over others into full power over oneself, love is a long process that also requires psychological preparation, right? Answer: Kabbalah is the highest psychology. It reveals to you what you are made of and how to work with it. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Revelations of the Kabbalist, October 2, 2011. The essence of the article The Donkey Driver. Question: what is the main idea of the article The Donkey Driver? How can you practically use what is written there for your spiritual development? Answer: try to find guides in your life who will lead you step by step from degree to degree, so that you finally feel, recognize them, and by yourself begin to ask for the revelation of these degrees. In principle, this article is an instruction for those who are already in spiritual attainment. But reading it affects a person who has not yet found all the internal properties and forces in himself and cannot operate them. After all, by reading it, he evokes upon himself the illumination of the upper light, which gradually reveals to him his inner properties and brings him closer to spiritual attainment. Therefore, even without understanding anything in this text, a person evokes some positive forces that change him. If he is already in attainment, then he consciously uses these forces. From Cab TV's Introduction of the Book of Zohar, September 3, 2023. Know yourself and your friends. Question: how can we determine that criticism from a friend comes from love? Answer: if you want to connect with your friend, then you must first set a goal, and then all other actions will obey this goal. The purpose of criticism is for us to know ourselves and our friends, and to rise above all disagreements with the Creator. Question: when I am constantly criticized in the corporeal world, is it correct to leave such an environment? Answer: yes, it is worth moving away from them a little. In general, there can be no criticism in the right group. We must accept our friends like a child in a family who is accepted the way he is, and that's it. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, August 25, 2023. To criticize oneself. The difference between self-criticism and self-chastising. Question: how do we distinguish between correct self-criticism and self-chastising? Answer: we should always be in a good mood, even if we fail completely in the connection between us and the Creator. We still need to be in a good mood because we are somehow connected with Him and thus we are getting closer to Him. Therefore, we should be in a good mood pretty much always. We are on the path to the Creator. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, August 25, 2023. To criticize oneself.